Hey gang, thank you for joining us today at the Priority Learning Culture Coaching Podcast. I'm Mike McKean, sitting here again with Craig Twombly. How are you doing today, Craig?
I am spectacular, and yourself?
Cannot complain. So we got this new EQ series that's coming, and what is this? So EQ has been a big deal in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years. It's really been growing in the popular culture, if you will. And something that a lot of businesses are starting to say, oh, this seems to be more important than maybe we were putting a priority on it before or even knowing about it at all. So tell us a little about that and why you guys decided to do an EQ series.
Well, I think it's like, it's interestingly, EQ or emotional intelligence has been around for 100 plus years. It's something that we all kind of know leads to success in life. But I think for the longest time, business-wise, we've always focused on somebody's credentials versus their human interactions with people. And it's something that we have always known has kind of been out there. We have a couple of assessments that we always utilize, like the Myers-Briggs, and we have the FIRO and the California Psychological Inventory. But something that on occasion we'd come across is somebody that needed help with, I hate to use the term, the softer skills. And the softer skills are kind of more the whole sort of how you express yourself, how you kind of manage yourself. And part of our journey as developing as an organization is we really kind of came to the conclusion that a lot of people could benefit and would enjoy that sort of development.
Are you finding people are coming to you seeking emotional intelligence training and education? Or are you finding that it's more, oh, we think you guys might benefit from this?
Sure. I think that we could place development of us into two different categories. Like you could kind of say there's those technical skills that you kind of learn along the way, and then there's the behaviors, the manners in which you execute your skills. They both have value, right? But sometimes we confuse which one has more importance, I guess. I would say that you're starting to see a shift towards wanting the whole human to come to work, right? When I say the whole human, their heart, their mind, their soul, all of those sort of pieces. And emotional intelligence is really how you kind of get to the root of developing yourself as a whole. I think sometimes there's a great research I was doing that Stephen Covey always kind of utilized the term from the inside out. Most often when we try to find success or happiness, we try to look from the outside versus stopping and saying, it starts with me. I have to change, or I want to develop these sort of tools to be better in my job, in my life. And that's kind of like, so I guess it's not really an answer to your question, but I think it's something that a lot of organizations haven't been able to touch. They've too often said, we want to do some soft skill development, right? Soft skills, I think, is a term that if you go back 20 or 30 years ago, soft skills was kind of like foo-foo. Versus today, soft skills are considered a really kind of a benchmark of success for all of us.
So, and this one kind of just came to mind, when you think of the typical corporate model these days, there's a lot of, we need to make money for our stockholders, right? That's kind of the ideology of Wall Street right now. It's like, it doesn't really, as long as you're making money for your stockholders, your business is doing well. The corporate mindset, I feel like, that America's in part, just as a basic condensation of the idea. Versus, and that kind of seems to go a little bit against the EQ and the emotional intelligence that's coming in more of the, and this is just from my perspective, so feel free to share yours, but that's more coming into the small and medium-sized business mindset, where these larger corporations are really just more concerned about profit. They're not really concerned about the people at the end of the, at the bottom of the workload. But we have this dynamic shift in small and medium-sized businesses that are saying, no, no, our people are our most important asset.
Interestingly, I think that every organization says that people are the most important. I believe that we all know that success lies in your people, right? There's great research that Gallup has done about engagement, right? What do employees bring of their full potential to the job? And we know that sometimes it's not 100%, And we know that it's not about kind of pushing harder against the human to get them to do more, but it's utilizing their brains, their hearts, their minds, all of those sort of pieces. I believe any organization doesn't realize that. I just think it's a very hard concept, and it's a very hard element to measure, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you measure somebody who's increased their emotional intelligence? You can't see it today. It's not a metric-driven item, but you see it a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now.
Yeah. So what tools do you start to educate and train the people who go through these EQ series? What is the process there?
So we actually, in the public workshop setting, we kind of follow a same sort of format. We do 8 days, but we actually utilize an assessment called the EQI 2.0. The EQI 2.0, it's a great sort of conversation. Just recently, we had an emotional intelligence series graduation, and they had this great conversation around, which is true, that the founders of the IQ testing felt that an emotional test was as important, if not more important, in the success of humans. So the EQ assessment is the emotional quotient, so it's a measurement of your emotional intelligence based off from, you know, percentages and averages. So we utilize the EQI, which gives every participant a chance to evaluate themselves and where they kind of scale on a scale of basically 0 to 100.
Hmm. In this process, as these trainees, whatever, however you want to phrase them, what is the most important, what do they feel like coming out of it is the most important piece?
I'm going to utilize the term participants. Our participants, I always kind of say the folks that participate in the series, number one, have to be hardy, right? Because unlike most of our series, which are kind of tool-based or gives you techniques and tips to leading and managing people, this is almost 100% inwardly focused. Mm. And focusing inwardly in your own development is kind of difficult sometimes. So what people have said, or what the common themes have been, is it's been incredibly challenging, but remarkably rewarding. We had somebody that just recently created a, they did a little bit of kind of, a blurb for their organization's marketing department. They wanted them to put together a little bit of a summary of the graduation series of the emotional intelligence they went through. And the comment was, it's remarkably rewarding, and everyone should strive to be a better human.
Hmm.
So I would say kind of what do people say was most important is their personal development, gaining confidence in their skills, gaining confidence in their techniques. One of the items that we discuss in great length and great detail is really kind of the difference between empathy and sympathy.
Mm.
Right, and there, I think there's sometimes some confusion. How can you be empathetic without getting sucked into the quagmire of feeling like you've been taken advantage of, or you gave the wrong message? So there's a lot in there about how empathetic you are and the language that you use, and how do you become more empathetic. It's kind of one of the big things they've talked about. And I'd say one of the other items out of many that people have found is important is the category of impulse control.
Mm.
We all have a tendency sometimes to be impulsive if something's important to us, but we also know that sometimes patience is the most important thing, and it's really kind of defining impulse control and using tools and techniques to be better in each category of emotional intelligence. And once somebody kind of looks over an assessment, there's actually 5 major categories with 15 subcategories underneath those.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty sophisticated. I want to say complicated, but I feel like that has a negative, you know what I mean? It's the sophistication of getting down into defining all of these different facets.
I actually had somebody once use the term, it's pretty revealing and scary accurate.
Yeah. Hmm. So what sets the EQ series apart from the typical series that Priority Learning dives into?
Again, I think we kind of talked about it a little bit. it's not a leadership series. It's not driven around tools to manage people. We put it under the underneath the umbrella of it's leadership. We're all leaders, right? If we decide to be a leader or not. But this one is really inwardly focused, right? So this is about you being that better human, the better person. Every series, people talk about how it's made them a better person. This one, almost unanimously, people have said that I've become better in the workplace, but I've become even better in my personal life.
Yeah.
So they've really kind of talked about it from there. The one thing that really sets this apart is again, some of the other series, you walk away with tools, a toolkit to be better at your job. This one is really about having techniques in which you can continuously work on your own emotional intelligence, but you can also help those around you that are seeking help in an item, because you'll have those techniques and those sort of things, those tools to help them around you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of value in that versus, you know, a lot of the other series an organization might look at and say, okay, well, we have a specific person in mind to take this series for a position that we want them to be in, or to be better at a position they're already in, or the combination, you know, that organizations have and the needs that they have with their people. Do you find that this is more something that is, hey, I want to take this? Or because sometimes you're going to get, we think this person should take this course so that they can be a better direct manager or whatever the situation calls for. This being not specifically affixed to a specific leadership position, it kind of makes that motivation, that place of that motivation, seems like it's a little bit different.
Yeah, so we've had several organizations that have suggested somebody attend. To your point, this is not a management, maybe that's better terminology. The folks in the room are not all managers.
Right.
There are people that are higher level in an organization. There are other people that are just really good producers in their roles. But they all are here, or they've all come to the series to develop their emotional intelligence. A couple of folks that I've talked to, their boss encouraged them. And a couple of other people had said, I know this is the challenge, or this is something I need to improve in my life. Right, so this is not a management-driven course. It's it's pretty much anybody that's looking to develop themselves wholly, it works for them, because we really don't kind of mingle the management element into the sessions.
Right. Interesting. I just think that's a very important piece to make sure that people are aware of when they're considering these series. It's like, oh, wow, this one is really just, like, you could even set this aside almost as its own business if you wanted to, because of the intricacies and the need also for that kind of a service. But rolling it in with all of these other organizational coaching development work that you guys do, I feel like it pairs in very nicely, but it's still important to distinguish it as itself.
Yeah, so as you talk about the tool, I'll maybe tie it to the coaching element. We have tons of tools, like I said, that we utilize here. I think one of the standards that a lot of people have experienced is like the Myers-Briggs. So yeah. Myers-Briggs is a great assessment as to who you are, right? It's your innate skills, whether you're extroverted or introverted. It has a lot of great pieces like that. The Emotional Intelligence series is really about a bank of behavioral things, behavioral items that you can change. It's not you are what you are. Right, and I've always kind of said we've heard, or we all have friends or acquaintances or peers that we work with that say I'm introverted and I keep being told I need to speak up at meetings. That is never going to become a comfortable item. They can work through that, but they'll always kind of be introverted. This is really a tool that you can utilize coaching to help somebody be better in their role based off from behavioral shifts.
So how long is the program? And what would you say the typical day looks like?
Program's 8 sessions. Due to the nature of looking inwardly, it's a little bit more challenging. Our normal workshops go from like 8:30 to 4:30. This one really is an 8:30 to 3:30 series. Usually people by 3:30 are done.
Yeah, it's a tiring.
It's very tiring, right? It's a different sort of, different learning, using your brain in a different sort of way. So the 8 sessions are broken apart over the course of several months, about 3 weeks apart. I guess a sample day is we dig into an element each session. So one of the initial sessions, like on session 2, we spend some time talking about emotional expression. Emotional understanding and understanding where you are personally. I've always kind of said we've all had moments where maybe we've exploded. We've said something and we're like, geez, I didn't know I was that upset about it. During one of the sessions, I did some research, and there was great information about the amount of individuals in road rage incidents that didn't know they were that angry, right? Because it kind of compounded and it grew. So during one of the sessions, we spend time digging into what each one of our triggers are. A trigger is something that elicits an emotion. Mm. So the ones I always kind of think about is there's positive and negative triggers. A positive trigger in my life is seeing my daughters. When I see my daughters and they smile, it triggers happiness. Mm. Somebody cuts me off on the road and it triggers anger.
Right.
Right. But it's understanding what your triggers are and understanding what the emotion you feel is and how do you change your sort of views, but more to be in tune with what are your triggers. So those are the sort of elements that we cover during the course of the sessions.
Cool. And who generally, I mean, that's the thing. This kind of course is really for everyone. There isn't really a specific person that it targets. But who do you recommend should be thinking of attending?
Anyone that wants to grow. Mm-hmm. Anyone that's courageous enough to take the chances, the leaps of faith, and is willing to work hard.
Yeah. Right?
It's one of those series that is incredibly rewarding, but is hard. Right? It's one of those sort of pieces that I actually had a gentleman in the series say something the other day I thought was remarkable. He's like, I knew it was going to be hard. I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
Mm.
And I looked at him and I laughed and he said, but the reward is twice as big.
Yeah.
So who attends? I think anybody that's looking to develop themselves.
Yep. And then I feel like that can be, in a very general way, subdivided into the groups of people who are, oh yeah, I need to do this because I want to. And then there are people like, man, I'm really struggling and this could really bring me to another level.
Yes, there are people, we do have some folks that come in and they say, I need this.
But I don't want it.
I don't want it. And then we have other people that are here that say, I want this.
Yeah.
I think I need it.
Right.
And then there is a whole nother group that says, I just wash me with learning. I love learning and I can't wait to learn more.
Nice. Is there anything else that you wanted to add about the EQ series in general?
I think we covered it. It's a tremendous opportunity to grow and to learn. It's something that I've said before is one of the most rewarding things we've seen. And the feedback in general has been from leaders inside of organizations, what transformational changes they've seen in their participants.
Hmm. Awesome. Well, Craig, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us. You guys can find all of these podcasts and more at PriorityLearningResearch.com. The podcasts are also available in pretty much everywhere that you would usually look for your podcast, so Spotify, YouTube, iTunes, or whatever Apple Music is doing these days. I always forget what they're calling themselves, so because they change it every 5 years. But thank you guys for joining us and listening in on what makes the EQ series special. You can find more information about it, as I said, at PriorityLearningResearch.com. Thank you for joining us at the Priority Learning Culture Coaching Podcast. We will catch you next time.